I'm Laura McNamara here at the Syngenta exhibit at the Farm Progress Show 2007, speaking with Craig Abel and Steve Pigg. And we're going to kind of just talk about real quick what, you know, Syngenta would like farmers to know when they walk into these tents. What's important?
Well, probably the focus, one of the main focuses of our tents is managing resistance. And, you know, as you look at the where we're at today with weed control, with the popularity of GT corn and the use of glyphosate, we've kind of moved away from non-residual herbicides. While that's created a little bit of a problem, we've got several species of weeds we can no longer control with glyphosate. So we've got a new product called Halix GT that we're introducing. Will be labeled this fall, but it is a product that was designed specifically for GT corn. And we basically took a product that has three modes of action. It has some of the components, obviously has glyphosate, it has one of the active ingredients in Callisto, and one of the active ingredients in Dual Magnum. So we can go on an acre that's used to get two shots of glyphosate, and we can replace those two shots with one post-emergence shot of Halix GT, and we can control the resistant weed species as well as offer some residual weed control.
And we're here in Illinois, and I heard a little bit of a rumor that Southern Illinois University might be announcing that there are two weeds that will be announced as resistant by the end of the year. Have you heard anything about that, and will these products take care of those?
I know they're evaluating a lot of different species, and I know the University of Illinois is also evaluating testing different species, and so I think they'll probably collaborate, and then there probably will be an official message coming out late in the year. We know what their findings are, but the bottom line, we've got weeds we can no longer control. So,
okay, and you feel your products can help take care of that?
Halix GT will be a very effective tool for managing glyphosate-resistant water hemp, giant ragweeds, and also mare's tail and corn.
Okay, and now we'll talk to Steve Pigg.
Sure. I guess one thing from the seed side, since I'm with NK Seed, is what we're trying to do is work together with crop protection. And our main message to the farmers are we're able to help them put the pieces of the puzzle together. The right genetics, the right traits, in combination with the right crop protection products to maximize a farmer's productivity on every acre, given his farming practices, rotation, and so forth. And with commodity prices being as high as they are today, every bushel matters almost twice as much as it did a couple years ago when corn was $1.80 a bushel. So that's our main message, and we have a couple new technologies, I think, that will help a farmer improve his productivity. We recently got Japanese approval on our AgriSure RW rootworm event. We had full approval of it this spring as far as U.S. approval, and now recently have Japanese approval of that single event, and hopefully having the Japanese approval of the stacked events follow shortly thereafter. So we have that tool to control the number one pest in Illinois, and that's corn rootworm. But we also have our crop protection colleagues who have a couple great solutions as well with Force, and now the new Force CS formulation as well. So our message is we have the right recommendation for the right situation. We're not pigeonholed into saying just traded corn is all you need. In some cases, maybe a farmer has enough insect pressure, he'll need Force in addition to our AgriSure RW event. And we have some AgriEdge programs to promote good agronomic recommendations and give the farmer a reward in the end for following these recommendations that ultimately should result in higher productivity on his farm.
Okay, and you mentioned U.S. approval and then now Japanese approval of your new technologies. Do you guys expect, or have you created any relationships with other countries, and you expect approval from them anytime soon?
Yeah, we expect everything else tends to be following the same track as the Japanese approval process, so we expect several other foreign countries to be coming shortly. The data packages have been submitted. They're good. It's been through the Japanese process, and it's just a matter of time before the other governmental agencies do give us the approvals. So we still are following our stewardship initiative to make sure we do channel this grain into non-domestic use markets so it doesn't get into markets where we don't have approval yet.
Okay, great. I think that covers all my questions. Do you guys have anything you want to add? Okay. All right. Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.